Muharram al-Haram is a virtuous month, and in fact, it's the first month of the Islamic year. In this month, many historical events took place, and one of the most renowned incidents was the tragedy of Karbala. So many lessons can be learnt, lessons of patience, lessons of perseverance, standing up for the truth, and never giving into falsehood. These are beautiful lessons that we learn from Sayyid al-Shuhada Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an. Now, when we face difficulties in our lives, sometimes we think, nobody's faced a difficulty like me. Nobody's faced problems like me, calamities like me. They can't relate to me. The great Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayh, he says that the tragedy of Karbala was such a massive tragedy, a tragedy of colossal amount, that whenever you face difficulty in your life, think about those who suffered in Karbala. Think about those who were tested in Karbala. And your difficulty will automatically seem trivial. That's not to say we're not going through problems. We are going through problems. But are we in the middle of a hot desert, deprived of water? Are our children being martyred before our eyes? Are the women folk from our family being abused, ma'adhallah? None of this. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of the shuhada of Karbala and those who accompanied Imam Hussein radiallahu an in Karbala, we are given patience. The first thing that scholars say is that you should ask for afiyah, well-being, that you don't even face difficulties. But if difficulties are in your muqaddar, your destiny, then you must face them. And that's where you're supposed to ask for patience upon those difficulties. Ya Allah, grant me sabr upon those difficulties and calamities. And always remember, the waqi'ah of Karbala, the people of Karbala were tested to an extent that we have never been tested. For their sake, may Allah forgive our sins, ease our affairs, and grant us afiyah in abundance.